you know, it's funny. Our situation is a little different being in a band because we're all self-quarantined separately. So it poses a little bit of a different challenge to kind of get everybody to sing and get it put together. So, but, man, we wanted to do something special. Our song, What I'm Leaving For, has felt like it has a whole new meaning in today's world. And, you know, it's really about those doctors and nurses out there leaving every day to protect us. And we wanted to make that something special for the show. So I worked up a little guitar thing, sent it to Charles and Hillary, and they sang it on their phone and texted it to me and then just kind of put it all together. And, man, thank you for that. It was special to watch that show and feel like we're all kind of in this together as well.
It reminded me a lot. There was this video on YouTube I watched from time to time done to the song Stand By Me, and the guy who produced it went around all over the world. And
yeah.
Have you seen that video?
I have seen that video. That was one of our references. Because I was like, how do you pull this off? Because, you know, it's not like just a solo artist who can just kind of perform at their home. I mean, we're having a little bit different challenge to get music out there being self-quarantined. So, yeah, that one was an inspirational one for me, too. I know exactly what that is.
Okay, very good. Now, speaking of the challenge of singing it at home, the young man in the video with you, Cash, made me crack up at one point, because when it cut back to you, he's putting on that face. He's in the foreground of the shot, and he's got that face he put on. Now, when you and I were kids, Dave, our parents would tell us, you know, you keep doing that, your face is going to stay like that. Do you find yourself now, as a dad, do you find yourself now becoming your parents? And if so, what is it you say or do that reminds you that you're becoming your parents? Just like that Progressive commercial.
Yeah, I know it is like the Progressive commercial. I always have to catch myself when I'm like, don't cry, son. And I'm like, wait a minute, it's okay to cry. It's okay for him to do that. But yeah, I mean, you know, as a little kid, I think you're looking for those little things where I just don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to cry. I don't want anything bad to happen to him. And I'm like overly helicopter parenting him. So
I get that.
But yeah, I could definitely work on that. But man, we had fun. He's been in every single studio recording I've done at the house now, because he can hear me working downstairs and he always comes in. So sure. It's a whole new world for sure.
Yeah, most definitely. Talking about your parents and your time growing up. You know, of course, a musical family, and both parents were teachers. Your dad, a dental instructor, and
yeah. Did
they ever pressure you to go into something other than music? Like, did dad give you that atypical situation where he's like, "Son, I want you to be a dentist"?
He kind of thought I would be good at it. I don't know. I mean, like, I just can't imagine having my hands in somebody's mouth every day. I mean, my dad does it. He's phenomenal at it, and he still does it. He's, you know, almost 70 years old and still traveling the world and speaking about teeth whitening, and he does a lot with it. So he did. He didn't push me, but he definitely encouraged me. He said, I think he'd be good at dentistry. But I was like, Dad, like, this is gum and blood and just hands in the mouth and saliva. I was like, I don't think I can do that. So anyways, but yeah, he's a big guitar player, banjo player. My mom plays piano. So music was a pretty acceptable and natural kind of career path and transition for me, though.
Okay. The next thing is going to sound a little stalkerish, so I'm gonna apologize ahead of time.
No, I like it.
All right,
I
want you to think back to the first time you heard one of your songs on the radio, and I bring this up because I remember where I was the first time I heard Lady Antebellum on the radio. I was on the East Coast, driving around southern New Hampshire, and you were on the radio.
Right.
You were on the radio tour with WOKQ with Mark and Danielle. And you guys came on the radio, and I was blown away by how good you sounded in the studio with Mark and Danielle, and that moment has stuck with me ever since. So where were you, Dave, when you first heard one of your songs on the radio?
Man, that means a lot. That gave me chills. I don't know. I'm just kind of missing, in this today's world, missing being out there playing shows and hearing stuff, and I don't know. That meant a lot to me. I mean, the very first time we heard ourselves was, it was in Rochester, New York. It was like 1 in the morning, because our song had just come out, and they were only playing it in the middle of the night, and we stayed up late. We heard they may play it, and we were in a van going to a little coffee shop somewhere for a show and heard it at 1 in the morning somewhere. So, yeah, that was probably 2007, and I'll never forget it. We had a camcorder. This was to date us, how old we are. We had a camcorder, and so I recorded it on the camcorder. And it was so special. Yeah, I haven't thought about that moment for a while, so that means a lot, man, looking back like that. Thank you for bringing that up.
Absolutely. So you're staying well. You and the family are staying well in the stay-at-home situation we're in.
Yeah, we've been Go ahead.
I've got to know if you can have one snack till the end of quarantine. What snack you having?
Oh my goodness! I mean, I don't know if whiskey counts as a snack.
Oh no, it does. That's a food group.
Oh, it does. Okay, well that's kind of been like once the kids get to bed, it's kind of hard to say no to having a drink each night. So I'd have to go with just a glass of whiskey. But no, I mean it's been pretty wild. We've just been hanging at the house, quarantining, playing in the yard with the kids, and just doing the best we can, staying positive. Our kids are 5 and 2, and we're just watching Frozen 2 all day long and playing outside and playing with the hose, and that's about it.
I love it. All right, well, listen, the album is Ocean. The album's brilliant. Ocean's one of those songs you got to go listen
Thank
to over
you.
And over again. Of course, What I'm Leaving For is super inspirational, especially in this day and time, and you can listen to both of those songs. I'll put them on this blog after I'm done with Dave.
But
please, go pick up Ocean wherever you buy music and listen to it a lot. And I can't wait for you guys to get back out on the road and start sharing your gifts some more with people live on stage.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be here before we know it, I promise. We'll be up there, and we'll get through this all together. So thank you so much for the support.